Okay, so parents, just in case you were wondering, there's a reason why I'm wearing a bow tie. I only wear a bow tie if I'm obligated to do so at a wedding, which is where I got this one. Thank you, Joshua and Joss. But I'm wearing a bow tie because it's family service, so things are a little different. And so this morning, I'm going to talk to you guys, but I hope that they will listen because it applies to them as well. Okay? Great. So I want to ask you guys a question. I want to ask you guys a question. Have you ever heard this word before? Okay, are you with me? Okay, are you ready? Have you heard this word before? Obey.
Yes.
You've heard that word before?
Yes.
You've heard it before? Okay, great. So some of you may know it from Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Maybe this is the first verse your parents taught you. And it's, honor your father and your mother, right? Honor your father and your mother. And then there's another one, Ephesians 6, verse 1. And this is probably the second verse your parents taught you. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Okay. So you've heard the word before. You've heard the word before. And there are many, many verses in the Bible that tell us that we should obey. Obey. Okay. So, when your parents make rules, what should you do? You should?
Obey.
Let's try that again. When your parents make rules, what should you do?
Obey.
Yes! Mom, Dad, you're welcome. Now, why do you think parents make rules? So that you can follow them? Why do they make rules? To keep you safe. No, not to be party poopers. No. What goes on at your house? Which is my house. Wow. Now, sometimes we think that. Sometimes we think our parents just make rules to spoil our fun. And sometimes we think they just make rules because they're in the mood to make rules. But actually, our parents make rules to protect us from harm. So they make rules to protect us from harm, but also, this is important, to create peace in the home. Because without rules, we won't get along. Without rules, we'll do all sorts of things that hurt other people and we'll fight with one another all the time. So our parents make rules to protect us and to help us experience peace and joy in the home. Now maybe you thought, one day when I am a grown-up, who, you want to be a grown-up someday?
No.
Okay. But I see some of the older kids, you want to be grown-ups one day. You don't?
No.
You don't? Okay. Well, maybe you thought, one day if I'm a grown-up, I won't have to obey any of these rules. You still have to? Yes. Grown-ups also have to obey rules. Did you know that?
Yes.
Did you know that? What kind of rules do grown-ups have to obey? They've got to go to work.
Unless they're sick.
So you've got to go to work unless you're sick. And when we drive, what rules do we have to obey?
No
speeding. You've got to watch where you're going. You've got to stop at the stop street. You've got to make sure you're on the right side of the road. We've got to obey the rules of the road.
And you shouldn't do ramps.
And you shouldn't do ramps, yes. So adults also have to obey rules. They've got to obey the rules of the road. They've got to obey the law of the land. We all have to obey. Children have to obey. Adults have to obey. Everyone has to obey God. No matter how old we are, we all have to obey. What happens if we don't obey rules?
We'll get to that.
We'll get to that. What happens if you don't obey your parents? You get punished. You get scolded. You get punished. What happens if we don't obey the rules of the road? You get a ticket. And if you don't obey the laws of the country, what happens? You go to jail. You go to jail. I want to say something, but I won't. But you've got to obey. And if you don't, there's punishment. If you don't obey, there's punishment. Now, God's given us the Bible, right? Look at this. God's given us the Bible. This is my Bible. God's given us the Bible. A lot of people think that the Bible is just full of rules. Do this and don't do that. There's a lot more in the Bible than just rules. The Bible tells us about God, who He is and what He's done. And it tells us about us. It tells us who we are and what God expects of us. And God tells us how to live good lives, lives that bring God's blessing. And it's all described in His Word. Do we always want to obey the Bible? No. Yes, no, I don't know. Parents, is it always easy to obey the Bible? No. Is it always easy to obey God? No. Parents? No. No, it's not always easy. We know we should. We know we should, but sometimes it's hard and we struggle and we want to do bad things. Why? Huh? It's because we're sinners. Now, I want to show you something. So we know that we should do good things, right? We know we should do good things. We know that we should... obey. Right? We know we should obey. That's what we ought to do. Let me take this out of the way. But very often, what do we do? We disobey. And we struggle with the choice. And a lot of times we find that in our hearts we want to go where? That way. We want to disobey. Why is that? Well, I want to read you a few passages. Listen to this. Listen to this. Where does the disobedience come from? It comes from our own hearts. It comes from our own hearts. The Bible tells us that we are born with a sinful nature. A sinful nature. In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, we are told this. Listen very carefully. All have sinned. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Is there anyone on earth today who has not sinned? No. Everyone on earth today has sinned. Everyone. Where does that come from? Well, the Bible tells us, Romans chapter 5, verse 12, sin came into the world through one man, and that one man was Adam. He thought it was a girl. Well, the Bible talks about it being Adam.
Adam is not actually
white. Okay, that's cool. That's very cool. But the fact is, sin came into the world through Adam. And from Adam, sin spread to all men. And death spread to all men because all have sinned. That's Romans chapter 5, verse 12. We're all born with a sinful nature. So, when we have to choose between obey, disobey, there's a part of us that really, really, really wants to disobey. And that's our sinful nature. Now, sometimes we obey... not because we want to do the right thing, but we're scared of what will happen to us if we do the wrong thing. So we obey out of fear. But we don't obey because we delight in God. We don't obey because we love God. We're scared that we'll get a hiding, or we're scared we'll get grounded, or we're scared we'll get a ticket. But not because we really want to do the right thing. That's our sinful nature. So how do we change that? How can we, as sinful people, obey? Now, I want to illustrate this to you like this. Now, I really hope this works. It is a jar. Now, you guys need to scrunch up in the middle over here. Otherwise, it's not going to work. Okay? No, no, see. Go down. Okay, scrunch up in the middle over here. So here's the thing. You and I on our own, empty, on our own, we want to disobey. We need help. We need help. We need the Holy Spirit's help. When the Holy Spirit comes into our lives, our sinful hearts that previously just wanted to disobey, now want to obey as well. Did it change direction, the arrow? Did it change direction? Can you see that? Did it change direction?
Yes.
It worked. Can you see that? So, without the Holy Spirit, disobey. With the Holy Spirit, we want to obey. You see a change?
Yeah.
You can see a change? Parents, in case you can't see, if you want to know exactly the science behind this, ask Marta and Fusty. But the arrow changes direction because of refraction, but it changes direction. Okay, kids, you can sit down again. So here's the thing. Here's the thing. When the Holy Spirit comes into the life of a believer, He starts changing us from the inside out. He starts changing us and He helps us to obey. He helps us to obey. Listen to this. Galatians chapter 5 verse 16. Galatians chapter 5 verse 16. Walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. That's your sinful nature. If you walk by the Spirit, you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. You'll want to obey. You'll want to obey. Now, how do we get the Spirit? How do we walk by the Spirit? Well, three things. Three things. Here's the first thing. First thing is, you need to receive the Holy Spirit. We're not born with the Holy Spirit. We don't automatically get the Holy Spirit. How do we get the Holy Spirit? Anyone know? Oh, okay, you're talking about baptism. You're talking about baptism. Well, kind of, but not just the water. It's not the water that does it. You know what does it? Listen to this. It's Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Listen very carefully. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So what needs to happen? Repent. Who can tell me what repent is? You repent of your sins, you? You forgot, okay? Listen to God, kind of, almost there. Parents, can you tell me what does it mean to repent? You turn away from your sin to God. You turn away from your sin. It means you don't want to live that life anymore. You don't want to do those things anymore. You know those things are bad. God, I admit, I confess those things are bad. I sinned against you. I repent of that. But then also it says, you should be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. And what that means is baptism is a picture of our union with Jesus. I explained that to you last week when we were here in the water. Of faith, because I believe in Jesus, I die with Him and I rise with Him. Repent and believe. Pictured in baptism. Repent and believe. Pictured in baptism. So how do we get the Holy Spirit?
Hello?
How do we get the Holy Spirit? Repent from your sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's try that again. How do we get the Holy Spirit?
Repent of your sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Preach it, Aubrey. That's the first thing. That's how you receive the Holy Spirit. Now, let's say the Holy Spirit's in my life. Does that mean I'll never sin again? No. No, because that old me is still around and it wants me to sin. So I have to listen to the Holy Spirit. Not only do I have to receive the Holy Spirit, I've got to listen to the Holy Spirit. How do I do that?
Pray.
Ah, okay, pray. Great. So pray and ask that the Holy Spirit would lead you. But the best thing you can do is to go to the Word of the Spirit. the Bible. It starts there. Spend time in the Bible. Listen to this. Luke chapter 11, verse 28. Luke chapter 11, verse 28. Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey. It's the word of God because the Holy Spirit wrote the Bible. Yes, He used people, but He's the one who wrote the Bible. And it's His word. And so if you want to know what He wants us to do, read the Bible. Read the Bible. Not only that, as we read the Bible and we spend time in the Bible, God starts to shape our consciences. Have you heard the word conscience before? You've heard the word before? What's a conscience? You went through the whole Bible. That is awesome. That is great. That is great. Parents, adults, don't let him be the only one, okay? Who went through the whole Bible. You've got to do it as well. So a conscience is that voice in the back of your head that tells you, oh, this is a bad thing. Don't do this. And sometimes we ignore it and we do it anyway and we feel awful afterwards. Now God's given you a conscience kind of like an early warning system. And if you read the Bible and you listen to the Holy Spirit, He's going to use your conscience. And the more you spend time in the Bible, the better your conscience, your early warning system will work. So read the Word. Yes? It's kind of like the cricket and Pinocchio. Yes, exactly like that. Okay. Here's the last thing. You've got to receive the Holy Spirit. You've got to listen to the Holy Spirit. Last one. You've got to trust the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we feel very, very weak. We think, I can't do this. I don't want to do this. I'm not going to do this. But the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 1 verse 8 that when the Holy Spirit comes into the life of a believer, He gives them power. Power to do what is right. Power to obey God. You have, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, everything you need to honor the Lord. With the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of us, we can bring glory to God. We can't do it on our own. But if we trust the Spirit and we trust His strength, if we lean on Him and depend on Him, He can help us do things we never thought we would. Like share the gospel with a stranger or obey even when we don't feel like it. That's what the Holy Spirit does in the life of the believer. Now I've got one last thing I want to show you. I have an incredibly obedient packet of Spur barbecue sauce. See that? Floating in there? Can you see it?
Yeah, very clear.
You can see it. You can all see it, huh?
Yeah.
Now obedience. Obedience. When we have the Holy Spirit in our lives, and we listen to the Word of God, and we trust the Holy Spirit, He enables us to obey, much like this packet obeys. It does. Because I'm going to tell it to go down, and it's going to go down. And I'm going to tell it to go back up. Go up. Come on. You can do it. It doesn't want to. It's kind of going. It is a very reluctant obedience, this. Parents will know what this looks like. Go to your room. So I can ask it to stop in the middle if I want to. So stop in the middle. Okay, go down. Okay, stop. Stop. Whoa. Whoa. Don't go. Okay, go to the bottom. Now I'm scared to let it go back up again. Huh? Okay, I'll give you time. You go back up. Okay? You do that. In your own good time. Point is, it's going to do it. Don't worry about it.
How old are you?
Now, I'll explain that later. But here's the point. With the Holy Spirit in our lives, we can obey God. Without the Holy Spirit in our lives, we cannot obey God the way that He requires us. We need the Holy Spirit. And how do we get the Holy Spirit? Repent of our sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. If I take the jug away. I tell you what, we can try that after the service, okay? We can try that after the service. So kids? Okay. Okay, guys, sit down for a moment. Okay. Parents, adults. Okay, just for a sec, guys. Okay. Okay, so here's the thing. Here's the thing. We need the Holy Spirit in our lives. Last week, we spoke about Colossians chapter 2. Verse 11 to 16, we spoke about how the Lord Jesus Christ did for us what the old covenant law could not do. The Lord Jesus Christ, through His death and resurrection, because of what He has done for us, because of His death upon the cross, He is the one who, as we spoke about it last week, circumcises our hearts in putting off the body of sin. Now that doesn't mean that we suddenly have the inability to sin. The flesh is still around. But the presence of the Holy Spirit means that we can now, as believers, obey the Lord. Without the Holy Spirit, we can never obey the Lord the way that we ought. With the Holy Spirit, we can. And at no point do we turn around and say, wow, look at me, I'm wonderful. At every single point, we honor the Lord and we honor the presence of the Holy Spirit because He's the one who changes us. He's the one who empowers us. He's the one who enables us. And we as believers need to stay close to the Lord, lean in on Him. And the same thing applies to us that applies to the kids. We have to spend time in God's Word. We need to become familiar with the Lord's voice so that when He speaks to us, you know what He says. And that we trust Him to obey. So keep that in mind as well, as adults. Guys, let's close in prayer. Let's close in prayer. Our Lord and Heavenly Father, we ask that You would have Your hand of mercy and blessing upon us. And that that hand, Lord, would graciously, by Your Holy Spirit, lead us to understand that without the aid of Your Holy Spirit, we would never be able to obey You the way we ought. Lord, it's not because we've become better. It's not because we've learned enough or somehow we've earned our way. It's always because of You. And with the Apostle Paul, Lord, we say, yet not I, but Christ who is in me. It is You, Lord, who work these things through us. So we pray, may our obedience bring You glory. May our sacrifice of praise honor You. You are the one who deserves it all. And we want to honor You. So Lord, we pray, help these kids understand their need for the Savior. Help them understand their inability to honor You without Your help. And Lord, I do pray that they would put their faith and trust in Jesus. Receive the Spirit and be transformed. I also pray, Lord, that You would be with those of us who are older, many of whom profess faith. Lord, help us grow and our love for You. Help us, Lord, day by day, lean in on the Holy Spirit and depend upon His enabling and guidance. And Lord, may You then receive glory as one generation after the other obeys You, not out of fear, but out of genuine love and trust. For Your glory we pray this. Amen.